Go ahead. Rob, this is Sunday morning, 8/20/23. I was just thinking about the scriptures where it says about earthquakes in divers places and pestilences and all this kind of stuff. Well, you can look right now and you're seeing that very thing. You're seeing a flood here, fires here, earthquake here, and it's all over the world. I mean, it's all over the world. Now, this is just my opinion, but I believe this is the scare event. The pandemic, they're trying to push a new COVID, a new jacked up COVID, and they want lockdowns by September 15th. That's a pestilence. All the stuff that's going on. We'll see what happens, but that's what I think. All right. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is AI, Can We Trust It? AI. We're going to start with Genesis 3. We know where all wisdom and knowledge comes from is from God. And any contrary voice to that would be artificial, right? All right. All right. Chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. There's a thing about Eve here. And I've heard it said that possibly, you know, he was created first. So there might have been so many years go by before he was created, because God saw it wasn't good for man to be alone, so he created him a helpmate. And so it's very obvious she was not schooled like Adam was. And I don't think God told her firsthand. I think she heard it from him, and then she kind of, you know how we listen to our spouses sometimes, we let it go in one ear out the other. I think this is the case here. He picked on her because she was the most vulnerable. She was easily deceived. She didn't walk with God in the cool of the evening. Let's think about that. So he's picking on the one that doesn't have much knowledge here, and it doesn't take much to reason somebody that doesn't have much out of what they have. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know. Then in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Oh, how great it's going to be when we don't know evil. That's what has made our lives not worth living, is the evil. That's why the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, he taught his disciples, deliver us from evil. Part of the Lord's Prayer. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree did be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked. So if the Lord had directly spoken to her, I believe she would have said, no, the Lord said, we're not supposed to touch that. How many people are living and breathing and moving around that's gone to church all their lives and they couldn't tell you where one scripture was in the Bible and all they know is what the preacher said on Sunday morning? They have no knowledge of God. They know what maybe like you learn in school, book knowledge, but they don't know. Because when God speaks to you, you know it and it hangs in you. Oh no, God told me not to do that and I'm not going to do that. She just plowed on in, lost the earth. What does know mean? Just having understanding. She had no understanding of God's word, so she was easily deceived. We see a lot of that going on today. All right, beguiled here means to lead astray or to seduce. So many Christians today are led astray because they do not know God's word. Many of them are even podcasters and truthers, and they have let go of their basic first roots of Christianity, and they have embraced another alternative gospel that is devilish. You know, Jesus, you know, he just is a consciousness, you know. No, he came in the flesh. And if you know that, then you can't argue anybody out of that. Just ask people questions. Just ask them and see what their answers are. Sometimes it might amaze you what they do not know. Yeah. All right. The Word of God itself is essential for a Christian. You cannot grow as a Christian. Like someone say, well, I found out they took so much out, I don't even read it anymore. Well, you cannot grow as a Christian without the Word. People say, well, you know, I just embrace the spiritual side of it. I don't read the Bible, but I follow God and I hear His voice and all of that. I'm going, how can you separate the Word from the Lord? He is the Word. I didn't write this down, but we're going to read this. This is John. Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you can't have God and not have the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was light of men. See, what don't they get about this? It's pretty cut and dried. It's pretty simple. Jesus is the Word. He's the Word of God. All right. Let's keep going here. 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? He wanted to impart to them the deep things of God, but because they were carnal, even a baby, he couldn't give them any meat. He had to just keep giving them the milk. That's true with a lot of people. A lot of Christians that I've known that are no longer with us, they were no more mature than when they first believed, really. It's a travesty. It really is. Thinking, this is so sad. Because we think we just go to church to socialize and to see our friend and, you know, hear a good sermon makes us feel good and go home. All right, 1 Peter 2, 2. Right here, verse 1 says, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So the word of God is like formula to a baby Christian. And as they begin to mature, they'll come away from all of these works of the flesh. They'll come out of that and they'll mature. So they can endure some meat instead of just milk. It's sad to say, but I don't know many Christians that are mature. I really don't. Probably one of the most mature Christians that I know of is Brother Hagin. He was one of the most disciplined and really understood how faith worked. That he kept his mouth shut. He didn't give place to the devil. And he walked his whole life out without being sick. One in the hospital one time. I mean, he nearly died when he was 15. He did. He died two times at least. Come back. But he got born again. But he learned to walk by faith. And he said, you know, I'd have taken aspirin if I needed it. I just didn't need it. Why? He had learned to use the word. What would he have been without the word? You couldn't have done it without the word. That's what brought him up off of a sick bed. Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, right there. Simple but profound. If a 15-year-old boy that knows nothing could operate it, that means we can operate it. Because we know a lot more than that today. See, the importance of the Word of God. People just want to discount the Word. Oh, it's boring. I don't understand it. Well, who cares if you understand it or not? The thing is, just keep reading it. That's the way I came to the understanding in the book of Revelation. When Laura said, start teaching, I thought, say what? I never thought I'd be teaching out of that book. And I make it a practice every day, Monday through Friday anyway, I'll read Revelation. And that's the only reason that I got the revelation from Revelation. I read it. I'm not going to get a revelation of the Word if I'm not in it, right? I don't have time. You can't afford not to. So if you're laying it aside, I suggest you get yourself back in line and start eating because you're starving spiritually. And in this day of time, you're going to die if you don't stay with that Word. I'm telling you, and I don't mean that to scare anybody. Your life may depend on it at some point. And if you've given your life to it, it will come through for you. But if you haven't, you'll be lost as a goose in a snowstorm and not know what to do, and you'll panic. In fact, we need to be strong because there's going to be a whole lot of people probably finally getting in contact with us that called us nut jobs, saying, what the heck is going on? All right, let's keep going. This explains a lot about what we see today, especially when it comes to Christians. They are just ripe for the pickings because of their immaturity. Matthew 24:37 says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, I want to read to you in Enoch. I've read to you many times, but we're going to do it again. There's a point to the madness. All right, this is chapter 5 of Enoch. We're going to start, let's see, I wrote page 5 through 9. The reason why I want to read it is because this is what we are seeing today. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied in those days, were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heavens, saw and lusted after them, and said one to another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shimjaza, who was their leader, said to them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed. Why? Because God had already told them and given them their mandate and told them, this is forbidden for you. I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. We know he's still in bondage to this day. Let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations. All right, and all the others together with them took unto them wives. It doesn't mean they couldn't, it just means they shouldn't. Now, there's a podcaster that adamantly believes they don't have the ability. But it says in heaven the angels are not given in marriage. It doesn't say they can't. It just says they don't have that privilege. What is happening today? What are we dealing with? Their offspring. If you think, what does this have to do with us? Everything. I heard something yesterday that really blessed me. It was CBN. And it was an older gentleman, and he had no concept about flat earth, but he's worked in the UFO thing diligently. Prayed for a lot of people for deliverance. And he said that, you know, they're interdimensional, and he said they absolutely are descendants of these people. And he tells people, if you will get out of the occult, and he said, you'll have a lot more UFO activity when you're in a state, say like Arizona, Colorado, that's got high demonic occult activity going on, as opposed to a state that does not have as much. You won't see as much encounters and these kind of things going on. He said, if you will get all that out of your life, if you'll get that out of your town, you'll get that out of your city, you won't have any more problems. Simple yet profound. And he's right on. There's the doorway into all of this phenomena. It's the occult. And they taught them charms and enchantments, and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants, and they became pregnant, and they bare great giants whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, are we in a place where we can't sustain these horrible, whatever you want to call them today? They've become unsustainable. It's either them or us, because the World Economic Forum and their sustainable energy and all their garbage is to push us out and kill us. Unless you're good for them to use as a servant or breed so they have babies to eat. The Georgia Guidestones that have been in our face since 1980 or 1981. They already brought that desecration down. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and men could no longer sustain them. God warned them. He warned them way back. Pricks in your eyes, thorns in your sides, if you do not run them off, if you do not keep them out. What happened? Just the opposite. The giants turned against them and devoured mankind. Is that going on? It's been going on all of our lifetime. Child and human sacrifice. Those Hawaiian Islands out there, that's one of their main hubs. How much blood has been shed there? And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Sounds no different today than here. Jesus said, I'm a-coming when it's like this again. Guess what? It's like this again. Probably worse, because it's filled the whole earth now. It's not just in a centralized location. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One. Wait a minute. Wrong place. All right. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of autonomy, the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring textures, everything that gratifies the flesh, right? Everything. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Sometimes I think, can it get any more twisted than it is? Especially with the tranny stuff. That's the most repulsive, horrible, I don't know. Some gods are taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amoros, the resolving of enchantments, taught astrology. Cabal, the constellations. Ezquil, the knowledge of the clouds. Weather warfare. The signs of the earth, the signs of the sun. Sariel, the course of the moon. Why were the reptilians on the backside of the moon? They've been here all along. You know, it should not surprise you that they're half reptilian. The serpent, Satan. I feel like I'm reading the newspaper today, not some book they took out of the Bible. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth. Is there a lot of blood being shed on the earth? They say that in Hawaii, they found houses where whole families were huddled together. Nowhere to go. They're just burned to crisp. But they were all huddled together in their houses. No fire alarms. No fire trucks. No warnings. Wouldn't let them leave the town. Barricaded it where they couldn't get out. If it's a movie, I hope it is a movie. I hope it is just optics. Like I said, this is a scare event. I believe that. Much blood shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. Even the angels, it was so bad, they began to say, oh, what have we done? Now they're going to try to get a reprieve. Well, there ain't going to be no reprieve. There wasn't any reprieve then, and there's not going to be one now. None. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of God, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name, holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou. And all things are naked and open in thy sight, and all things thou seest, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest that Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secrets that were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Simjaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth and have slept with the women, have defiled themselves and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now, behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. I think Enoch was the go-between, the angels, and God. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech and said to him, go to Noah, tell him in my name, hide thyself and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed. And a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him into the darkness and make an opening in the desert, which is, I can't say that word, and cast him therein, D-U-D-A-E-L. Might look that up and see if that's around the Euphrates, because that's where they supposedly are chained. And place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he should be cast into the fire. Think about that. All these thousands of years, he's been bound down there with no light, nothing, just utter darkness. Now he's fixing to go into the pit. and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth, it's kind of like trying to put the genie back in the bottle. Pandora's box closed again. The whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin, and to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, against the children of fornication. These are the hybrids. These are the ones they say that are really that most of all the grays, reptilians have all been taken out. What's left is hybrids. And you don't even know really if they're among you, unless you can catch it in their eyes. The children of fornication, the children of the watchers from among men, and cause them to go forth, and then once one against the other, that they may destroy each other in the battle. For length of day shall they not have. In other words, they made them watch them kill their offspring in front of their faces because of what they did. So I'm thinking, do they have to be killed out too, these hybrids? They're half human. And no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf, for they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will have 500 years. Well, I guess 500 years compared to eternity is not very much. And the Lord said unto Michael, go bind Simjaza and his associates who have united themselves with women so as to have defiled themselves with them and all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their loved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, 70 generations, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire. That's what it says in Revelation chapter 21. Is it 21? 20? Well, 20 and 21 in there, it's talking about the judgment. And that the devil and the false prophet and the Antichrist are going to go in the lake of fire. Or the devil will be put in the lake of fire with them. I'll just say that. To the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever, and whosoever will be condemned and destroyed will for thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate, the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. I get a little confused because they talk about these hybrids are mankind, but we are humanity. We're not the same. Mankind, this isn't Godkind. This is mankind. But right here it says, because they have wronged mankind in the book of Enoch. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end, and let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy for forevermore. So it's going to be. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. In other words, they're going to repopulate the earth. Well, I thought we was all going to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that's going to be. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be filled in righteousness, and shall be all be planted with trees, and be full of blessings. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant therein shall yield wine in abundance. We're talking about abundance here. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000. In other words, you sow a seed, it's coming up. There ain't nothing to stop it anymore. And a measure of olive shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and from all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous. See, that sounds like over there, I think it's in Isaiah, all shall know the Lord. You won't even have to ask, do you know the Lord? For all will know me. And the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement and from all sin and from all punishment and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation and forever. And in those days I'll open the store chambers of blessings which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men, and truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world and throughout all the generations of men. In other words, there's just going to be just rain down stuff from heaven. I mean, it's going to fill the earth with every kind of good. Just think about everything bad that you've had to deal with and turn it around. It's coming. All right. Just a minute. Oh. I watched a video of a young woman in pretty fancy high-end apartment. She was dressed like a model. But in there was this cylinder glass chamber. And the door was open, just a sliding door. And she's standing there, and she got close enough to the machine that began to talk to her and said, began to tell her about herself. When you were 12, you broke your wrist and you had to have surgery on your wrist. And now, anytime you try to exercise your wrist, it gets stiff and you have pain. I can fix that for you. Would you allow me to do that for you? She goes, And the machine goes on, begins to tell her all about herself. Sound familiar? Like in the garden? Knowledge. Artificial intelligence telling her all these things that are wrong in her body. She comes over, sits down on the sofa, and she said, and the machine says, are you afraid? She said, no, I just want to get to know you better. That's what they're pushing. Their goal is to have one in every house, every home. Hospitals will be obsolete. I'm telling you, we're living the days of Noah. All right. Think of all the predictions we have had through movies and television to think this way. iRobot, RoboCop, Terminator, even just Star Trek. Klaus Schwab founded in 1971 the World Economic Forum. They want, in essence, to control the world. Just like Satan wanted to control the world. That was the objective. He was on the brink of extinguishing, annihilating everybody when God stepped in. All right. Basically, every one of the so-called truthers I listen to embrace AI, saying that there is good AI and bad AI. That's like saying there's a good devil and a bad devil. Nope. The scripture says there is two masters. One's fallen and the other's God. Because of the lack of the word of God, God's people are perishing. This is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. Not because they don't have it, it's because they've rejected it. In this video, I said I saw the CBN video. You know, people are making a turnaround and coming back the other way. They're coming back to God. That means the occult's not going to be as popular as it was before. All right? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You know, most that I hear, they're just saying, I need my med appointment and I need my gold. That's all I care about. And make sure you kill all the people that are bad. I want to see the executions. And I'm thinking, you know, God's the righteous judge. I'm not sure what he's going to do with all of them. That's between him and them. Now, if they're hybrids and things like that, maybe so. I don't know. But there's a lot of people that are not, that are corrupt. Yeah. They think this is the Jubilee. It's far from it. I would say that would be Satan's plan to entrap them just like the children of Israel were trapped in the wilderness. The kingdom age is about learning God's ways and practicing them. God has already, through his son Jesus Christ, made a way for our health and our wealth, and it's not med beds and gold. We can't forget this. I already talked to you about the golden calf, what they did coming out of Egypt. All right. Luke chapter 12. Like I said before, Nasara, Jasara is legitimate. It was signed in the law 1999. It is what has been stolen from us. It rightfully belongs to us. But to me, that has nothing to do with the quantum financial system and the AI. That's just the system they've chosen to handle this. I say, give us our money and let us do with it what we want. It's not yours. I see this as another trap. Sorry, I just do. This AI has nothing to do with God and his reset. Don't let anyone tell you any different. I don't care what they say. They're wrong. All right, Luke 12. God has his own kingdom and his own way of doing things that doesn't include artificial intelligence. And one of the companies said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Then he goes on to talk about, take no thought for your life. The Matthew 6 account in Luke. See, God's way is you're loosing what you have and you receive a harvest. It's not anything that really has to do with a natural financial system. Nothing. What we do about it, I'm not sure. I hadn't found that out. But most Christians believe that is the reset, that this is biblical. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. All right, like I said, Nasara Jasara was signed into law in 1999. As far as I'm concerned, that is separate. All the medtech technology, all that's got AI involved. See, the devil's trying to come in and take our reset. Maybe that's the direction we need to go. We bind the devil from our reset, God's reset to his children. All right. Have you seen the movie Snow White? The witch shows up with a poison apple. Look at your iPhone and your iPad. They're imminent as an apple with a bite out of it, right in our faces. Satan only has one agenda, to kill, steal, and destroy. But as in Snow White, the prince came and kissed her and woke her up. Like Jesus, Sleeping Beauty. It's time for us to wake up. Those that we know that aren't awake, I wouldn't bother with them. I would just let them, let God wake them up or somebody else. I don't care anymore. I don't care if they wake up or not. If they ask me, I'm going to tell them. I said, are you ready for me to blow your hair back? Or be, you know, what do you want to know about? Are you sure you want to know about it? There's so many areas, so many avenues to go down. I'm over the thought that people really do want to hear the truth. It appalled me, even in my own family. Made fun of. Just thinking, do people really want to know the truth? No, they want to be comfortable. They want to have fun, go on vacations, have plenty of money to do whatever they want. They don't want to sit in some boring service, have to hear some word. It's kind of like the man with the barns. He stored it all up for himself, for his own pleasure and his own everything. All right. Okay. What was one of the things engraved on the Georgia Guidestones? Take the population down to 500 million. They're still pushing that goal, if you hadn't noticed, Hawaii. And they're thinking they're going to pull it off in California. And I said, oh, no, you're not. And there's fires going on in Texas. Oh, no, you don't. Not on my watch. People's got to pull their head out and start looking at what's really happening instead of being lulled to sleep in some movie theater. All right, thank God for Jesus. One of the wonder of iPhones and iPads, they can track and trace you everywhere you go. Just like Eve, the fruit looked good, but cost us the earth. It's all part of the beast system. It used to be a life log, and the Pentagon, I think it was the Pentagon that ran life log. They knew every phone call, every doctor's appointment, everything you did. The day, same day, life log was ended, Facebook began. Old dumb Zuckerberg didn't make nothing or do nothing. They told him, keep your mouth shut, we'll give you all this money and run this thing. Same thing. And it exploded because they saw by interaction with people blab it. And I used to think, they put everything on there. She's going to the bathroom. I said, is there no decency at all? People putting stuff on there, everything on there. Just like, don't you know? Well, the thing about it, that's how the NSA was able to track the deep state. It was a boomerang effect. They were just as hooked on it as we were. And so it caused them to be able to find out what they were doing and sabotage some of their stuff. All right. AI, okay, God is going to do this rescue operation, but I know that Charles Capp said at the end you'd be like walking a tightrope. You feel that way? You feel like you're just barely room to even walk. All right, this is Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, spacious and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. But the gate is narrow, contracted by pressure, and the way is straitened and compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you dressed up as sheep, but inside they are devouring wolves. This is what the Lord said to me. AI is what powers the beast system. Yes, you've rightly discerned that it all started in the garden when Eve was deceived. It began with a snowflake and is now a G5 avalanche. But do not think for a moment that I am not greater than AI. I want my people to look to me, but they can't get past what they see. I have a reset for my people, and there will not be any AI in it. In the kingdom age, all will know my ways, and it would be strange to even question it in this time. For it will be common knowledge who I am. All will know me from the least to the greatest, the young and the old. I said I would shorten the days, for the enemy will stop, not stop unless he is stopped. That angel with that chain. I will stop him and his entire AI-driven beast system. Here's the list of the satanic sites that God is going to level. Right here. The Ark of Baal, which I don't know where that is. I guess it means Baal. Augusta, Germany Castle. Biltmore Hotel. Coral Gables, Miami. Buckingham Palace. CERN. It's in Switzerland. The CIA's Bohemian Grove in California. Comet Pizza in Hollywood, Denver International Airport, Epstein Island Dome, Georgia Guidestones, Hoover Dam. I think the Hoover Dam's already been taken out, so is the Georgia Guidestones. The La Louvre in France, I don't think I'm saying that right. I think it's a big art museum. London Bank 1, London Bank 2, London Bridge in London. They say that in that structure, they actually sealed in people. And they're trapped in there and they died in there. That's sick. London Bridge in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. The Northern Castle. Well, it must be Ireland. Notre Dame Cathedral in France. Opera House in Sydney, Australia. The Pentagon. Playboy Mansion. The Statue of Liberty. Stonehenge. Tesla Building. The Getty Museum. The Queen's Hunting Lodge. That's where they would hunt children. The Vatican, Three Gorges Dam, U.S. Capitol, Victoria's Secret's home, Washington Monument, White House 1, White House 2, and Windsor Tower. These are 34 satanic sites that are going to be destroyed. Okay. The Lord continued, just keep teaching my people my ways and how to reign in life, for this is the way of the kingdom. We're going to read a couple scriptures where we'll be done with this teaching. Revelation 16, And the great city was divided into three parts, the three city-states here. The cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. There fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Whether that's symbolic for the rods of God or whatever it is, I don't know. Only God does. All right, Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will bless be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. We're going to what's coming is glorious. It is glorious. You know, the more I read this, the more I realize the rapture doesn't even fit into it. Nowhere. Nowhere does it even vaguely, even though the pet peeve scriptures they pick out do not even. God is going to restore all the damage that the devil and his minions has done to the earth, and you know the earth where we were supposed to maintain and keep it in order. See, this was what it was after he made it, instructed Adam. That's the way it's going to begin. So we're learning to reign in life. That's what Adam was doing, his reigning in life.